Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Blur played Coachella over the weekend, but Damon Albarn wasn't happy with the crowd. He throws to the crowd to sing, to fill in, and he, you know, turns the mic to them, and there's just like pure silence. You know, very, very, very few participated singing along or singing back to Blur on stage at Coachella, and he's annoyed. And Damon Albarn's frustrated and he's walking up and down the stage and you can hear him, like he's quite vocal about the fact that he's just pretty peed off with them. Ed Smith, presenter of Today FM Rocks, is with us here on the line today. Is that just the Coachella crowd or they didn't like Blur,
Ed? Andrea, I'm arthritic with cringe here. I am bent over double. That was absolutely excruciating. I've watched it about 10 times.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
Look, Damon Albarn, the facts remain, Blur were never that big in the United States. That's one thing going against them. The second thing that's going against, well, Gorillaz, his more recent project, was always way more successful, and they've played Coachella to rapturous responses. You have to understand with Blur, they're almost going 35 years. Their first album came out in 1991. The crowd that go to Coachella are on average, what, 19, 20, 21? Maybe their parents may have heard of Song 2, and that's about it. So he was genuinely playing to the wrong crowd, and I'm not surprised that he didn't get the response. That he was maybe, he has a bit of form, Damon Albarn, and he can be, how would we say, a little delicate when it comes to the ego. So, look, it's tough for him getting up there trying to get the crowd going, and he's getting nothing but dead-eyed responses. I can understand how he'd feel a little, maybe, I suppose, defensive, but he should have known. Like, they were playing just before No Doubt as well, who'd be a massive band over there. They're reforming specifically for Coachella. Just Blur were never a big band in the States. And then you couple that with the fact that the average age there, again, 19, 20, 21, and they're all there to be on Instagram. It's very much a kind of an influencers festival.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. Is it a festival then for influencers? Because I spotted quite a few of them there over the weekend. And I mean, they're getting outfits made to go to the festival by companies.
All the cool A-listers in Hollywood and beyond. Barry Keoghan was there with his girlfriend, and Zendaya will be there. Like, you know, anyone who's anyone, who thinks they're somebody anyway, at least, will go to Coachella, get backstage. They get paid almost, I think, to go. I wouldn't be surprised if they've got their tickets laid on for free. But if you want to go as a punter and kind of feel like you're one of them, it'll cost you in and around $2,000 to $2,500.
Right. Would you recommend it then? No.
No, absolutely not. Now, the thing is, it happens in a polo field. Again, it's very posery. Some of the crowds are very hard to get going. They're all there to be seen with each other and to be seen on social media. There's so many much better festivals around the world that maybe we'll have a look at now.
Where would you recommend?
Well, one of my favorite festivals that I've ever been to, I've been about five times, happens in Barcelona. It's happening this year, May 29th to the 2nd of June. It's Primavera Sound. So a huge Irish contingent would go each and every year. First of all, the tickets are very, very reasonable compared to what you'd be paying here. You're seeing some of the best bands in the world and of all time in the middle nearly of Barcelona, which is one of my favorite cities in the world. Mm. And if you don't like camping, there's no camping. So you just go at nighttime, you go around maybe 7 or 8 when it gets going. You go to your festival, you walk around, you see some of the greatest bands, have a few beers, and then you can walk back to the beach or walk back into Barcelona and keep partying on to the wee small areas. People get hotels and apartments. But it's a very well-run, very chilled and very safe festival. It is up there, top three in the world for me.
I think I might have made a mistake. I'm going to Glastonbury for the first time, Ed, this year.
Oh, Andrew, it gives me stress, the thought of it. Like 23
million
people.
Tell me that.
No. I just don't. Like, I'm not great with crowds. But like, I watch it every year religiously on television. The TV coverage of Glastonbury is my musical highlight of the year. And I wish you the very, very best. Just me personally.
You're wishing me the best of luck, right?
Yeah, it's like wish you the best of going to Vietnam. I wish you the very best.
By the sounds of it, I should have went to Primavera. That sounds much more up my street than
it's such gorgeous vibes. Yeah, and you're in Barcelona, as I say.
How do we get this so wrong?
Listen, next year, you know, and I think what I would recommend for anyone's listening now, it's probably too late at this stage.
It's a fortune to go to it.
Oh, it's crazy. But as regards Primavera, get your plans in order at least 6 months before.
Yeah.
Get your accommodation, get your Airbnbs, get your apartments, get your hotels.
It's funny, most of my music, you know, friends are quite critical of the lineup at Glastonbury. By comparison, I like it, so I get the sense that...
I think with Glastonbury, as is the case now with some of the bigger festivals, you'd almost say the same with Electric Picnic. Electric Picnic sells out without anybody knowing who's playing. People are going just to go to the festival. So it's Glastonbury itself is the main performer at Glastonbury. It's the experience of being there.
Yeah.
There's so much going on, thousands and hundreds of stages, thousands of bands. There's loads of activities and poetry and comedy. So it's like a little city. So people are going, I think, just to be at Glastonbury. And if there's some bands you like,
it's a once in a lifetime thing. Jonathan says, yeah. I'm heading to Tomorrowland Festival in Belgium in July.
That's next on my list. Yeah, July 19th to the 29th of July. If you like your EDM, if you like your beats now, this is the one for you. It looks absolutely... There's another festival called Ultra, which is probably up there. But very fittingly, this happens in Belgium every year in a town called Boom. I don't know if that's called nominative determinism, but the town's called Boom.
Right.
And it attracts like tens of thousands of punters every year, the best DJs in the world. There's 14 stages, volcanoes, giant disco balls, there's huge butterflies, and there's loads of confetti. It looks absolutely spectacular. And the sound systems that they have
really?
For each of the stages, and the crowds go absolutely bananas. So Jonathan's in for an absolute
treat. Yeah, well, as he says himself, Tiesto and many more.
Yeah, and that's the visuals that these DJs, because, you know, you're just a DJ with a set of decks. No, I'm not a DJ myself very poorly, but, you know, so you have to kind of give, there's no band behind you. So they will have the most incredible visuals on these massive 50, 60 foot screens behind them to really get the crowd going. It is something to behold.
If you're not a fan of the beats, and you don't want, you know, total pop culture on stage, what else have you got?
Well, like, you know, I was delighted to see this. Like, the 80s music festival circuit is massive around Europe, specifically in England. And one of the most, I suppose, beloved ones is Rewind. There's one in Scotland, and there's one that happens in England. And it's coming to Ireland for the first time this year, St. Anne's Park, Sunday the 2nd of June. For anyone, if you're a child of the 80s, it's going to be bringing you back down memory lane this June in St. Anne's Park. You're going to see the likes of Squeeze, Heather Small is going to be there, Go West. You've got Gabrielle, Nick Kershaw, The Christians, Altered Images, Tipau. From the Irish point of view, you've got Hot House Flowers, Jerry Fish, and Something Happens. It's going to be one of those days, and the weather's good, and people are in good form. It's going to be an absolutely magical
good
experience.
Stuff.
And all it only happens on one day, so you turn up in the morning or the early afternoon. And you get your 80s on to late at night.
Yeah. Listeners, there's Electric Picnic for the variety of music, arts and entertainment. But I find it a tad overwhelming because there's so much to pack in. Night and day,
yeah.
Much smaller, intimate family festival. We went last year. It's right on the lake and the vibe
is
so...
I'm going this year.
It's are you?
Day, yeah,
yeah
great,
it's from Imelda.
It's in Lochree Park, just outside Boyle.
Alan has got in touch. He says, I've been to festivals all over Europe, but by far the best in the world is the International Rory Gallagher Tribute Festival in my hometown in Ballyshannon. It's going to be Alan's 19th time going.
Yeah, it goes. A group of my pals go. They're from Ballyshannon, and they gather people each and every year. It's full. Like, it is every town nook and cranny, every pub, shop, and laundrette in Ballyshannon has a guitarist.
Yeah, haven't been there for years. You're not
Rory
wrong.
It's absolutely incredible crack. It's hard going now. You know, you want to be detoxing beforehand and maybe afterwards. But it looks like the absolute crack. And Rory Gallagher, truly one of the greatest musicians this country's ever. So it's great to see him honoured each and every year. But if you are into that kind of more rock, more metal sound, Hellfest is the one to go to. It's in France. It happens each and every year. This year, you've got the Foo Fighters, Metallica, The Prodigy, Queens of the Stone Age. An amazing lineup. But back in 2022, they did a double header. An amount of people that went up, 420,000 metalheads. Descended on this town in 420. That's almost half a million.
Yeah, that's
and
unbelievable.
Any metal or rock festival I've ever been to, I swear to God, Andrea, I've been to loads of festivals of all different types of music. The metal fans are the kindest, most gentle, and most respectful. You mightn't think that going by the Carry On of the mosh pit and how they dress with bits of metal sticking out of different parts of their faces, but they are the best crowd to go to music festival. They're so considerate and they're so kind and so gentle, and there's no sense of any danger at all. But if you are in the mood for some serious noise, I would recommend Hellfest happening in France later on this.
People looking just for one or two maybe family recommendations, family friendly?
So family recommendation, yeah. Kaleidoscope, that's really firmly established itself as one of the best family festivals in Ireland, happening in Bessborough House, 28th to the 30th of June. Hundreds of family activity shows and surprises. It's in Rusborough House, beautiful, beautiful grounds. So it's happening again. You can camp, you can bring the kids and you can camp there. It's all very much catered to the family. So there's global music, there's homegrown Irish talent, and there's like circus performers, there's clowns, there's poetry, there's games, there's everything you need for any family festival. And I want to give a little shout out because I'm currently in Mayo. And when I started this conversation, the sun was spitting the stones, but by this time it's hailstones. That's
really
what we're experiencing down here. But the Westport Folk and Bluegrass Festival happening June 7th to the 9th. It's one of my favourite festivals. It's only a 3-day boutique festival happening in and around different pubs and venues in Westport. If you love your bluegrass, which I do, American old time and folk music, there's something for everyone.
Good
there.
Stuff.
If that's your kind of vibe, I would recommend the
that's
Westport
where you go. Yes.
Folk and bluegrass festival.
See another text from Claire as well. Her favourite festival, Night and Day. Amazing, smaller, family-friendly festival. And this texter talking about the Clifton Arts Festival wants to give them a mention too. Ed Smith, presenter of Today FM Rocks. Ed, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.